Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa, California, above Public Square Coffee, is my lovely wife, co-host, overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Our producer, Andy Lara.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. We have a guest. I forget your name. I'm sorry. We met. You've known him for 20 years. Mike. Mike's
hey.
Here. We've got a shadow internship. I don't know what's happening.
We have a job shadow.
But
happening.
We got a little job shadow.
I used to do those.
Listen, work is hard to come by. So, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Mel had some Old Navy points.
I have named my style.
Mel cashed in some
super cash. I named my style.
It looks comfortable. You named your style?
People do this.
Okay.
It'll be like sophisticated French. And then they're like, everything I buy is like sophisticated French.
Oh, gosh.
I named my style over the weekend, but it's like stupid and dumb. It's elder millennial California mom.
Oh, yeah. That's not stupid enough. No.
So
yeah. A little wordy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't think we need to put elder on it anymore.
Probably not. Anyways, I'm literally making fun of myself.
You're the Cal Millennial mom.
Avocado chic.
Avocado chic is good. Chic, I can't put chic in there. Cal Millennial mom.
We'll workshop this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facebook group.
Anyway.
Name Melissa, and please name my style. I don't know what mine is.
Okay, so this morning, I was getting ready, and we were getting the kids out the door, and Dustin was like, it's so much easier to be a man. Look at what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And I go, well, yeah, but you couldn't wear that to a boardroom.
That's a great point.
Like,
she pointed out.
I was like, you can live on the internet
in
this getup.
However.
And I can't wear this
in
to a
San
boardroom
Diego,
either.
Yeah.
You know.
In San Diego, I could be a lawyer in this. I could be representing my client, who's on trial for murder. He's on trial for murder. Things are bad for him. And I'm wearing this and some Reef flip-flops. And I'm like, bartender, judge. Judge. I do that. I was like,
drinks after this?
and you're calling him bro, by the way. You know, you're like,
asada burrito or asada fries.
First off, let me open your drink on the bottom of my Reefs. It's a bottle opener down there. Very practical. Bro was not there.
The vibes were off.
Vibes. So anyways, But Cal Millennial Mom is great. I will say, I mean, we've been here for 12, 13 years. There is a certain point that I wear jeans. The only time that I'm not wearing shorts is when I'm on stage or if I'm on like a plane where it's like, it's all shorts. And if we could just put the cameras a little lower, I would be in shorts during this too. But nobody wants to see 40-year-old man knee. Nobody's into that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Really, any knee. Wearing shorts on a podcast is bad form.
You know, people do it. People do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Fluffy wears shorts on stage.
Sure.
So I'm going to start.
No.
Anyways.
Shorts on stage are just wrong.
No, I mean.
Unless you're Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, I mean, I think it works. Yeah, it works. I mean, if you're fluffy, it's your thing. Like, Fluffy wears jean shorts, a Hawaiian shirt, big shoes. It's Fluffy. Yeah. We're calling him Fluffy. He can wear shorts on stage. If you've gotten to the point in your career where we will just casually acknowledge you as Fluffy.
Well, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
He wore a lot of shorts.
Oh, yeah. The basketball shorts, always ready to go. He wore big baggy ones, too, back in the 2000s. So, anyways, everybody, thanks for tuning in, backseaters, to our little podcast that could hear. We've got lots to discuss today. We'll probably get to none of it. We never do. But in theory, we're going to do a weekend recap of my time in Atlanta and the Carolinas.
Okay.
Mel was in San Diego with three children, two
just
cats, and a bunny.
Designing my style.
Yeah.
So I spent the whole weekend
doing. Cal Millennial Mom, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see what people will name our styles. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think I would say like vintage SoCal dad is kind of what I'm kind of in. wear a lot of old clothes, a lot of trucker hats. I don't do a ton of new, like, San Diego or, like, beach SoCal brands, you know?
No, I mean, we're not, if we were, like, there's just different versions of SoCal parents. Yeah. And there's, like, the Viore parents.
Yes. Well, we're pretty heavy into Viore.
Yeah. That's, like, that. The fanciest athleisure wear.
Yeah. You know? Well, so you and I think we've talked about
but
this.
But that's the North County parent.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's where Viore is.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got dates on La Jolla coming up soon, actually. Those are coming on sale soon. What I was going to say was, like, did we talk about this on the pod? Like, being an adult is knowing exactly what you want to wear and then just ordering three pairs of that.
Yeah, we did talk about
There's a pair of shorts that I was like, I just want all of these. Just three different colors. Actually, make them the same color. Because no one is in my life going like, did Dustin wear that yesterday? That's like a very elementary or like very school thing.
Yeah. I have to remember, like, the kids, like, they're literally dressing for school every day and, like, working out every day.
Yes.
And so you're like, how many clothes do you need to own? And you're like, actually a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So many clothes.
Again.
So many outfit changes.
Which is why.
So many.
Yeah. Which is why we as parents, right? Death, taxes, style. Laundry. It's just constant. You're just.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, the bin is full? It's like my Uber's here. I riffed that on stage the other day and I was like, how did I miss that?
Yeah.
How did I miss anytime a siren goes by?
That's so funny.
My Uber's here. It's so easy. It's real. It felt. I did it on stage.
That is the what we just said, a punchline that doesn't age well, but in the moment it's so relevant.
Oh yeah. Yeah, a siren goes off. Oh, sorry, my Uber's here. It's just
so funny.
It's just stupid. It's just so being a. Takes 12 years to come up a line with like that, guys. Still not that good. But you do feel on stage sometimes when there is the siren, you're like, I have to acknowledge this. I can't.
You
just,
can.
Yeah.
You
well,
can.
I
it's
certainly
fun
want
to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I also want to hear people acknowledge their styles.
Yeah.
Male style. I mean, I have a pod style, a lifestyle.
A lifestyle brand.
On stage. On stage, it's 90s Seattle. That's all I wear, which is flannels and stuff. But
well, I do. I mean, not everybody has to get on camera.
No.
So their personal style is going to be different.
Yeah, well,
however, you do have to wear clothes.
Yes.
You have to.
Yeah, we recommend it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I would say Andy has more of a punk band leaning.
Yeah, you do have a little much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, much more so. Yours is way more rooted in the SoCal punk scene.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'll
take that.
Yeah,
Have you named your style, Andy?
I mean, I was thinking about it, but
yeah.
We'll start it there and I'll workshop it.
Let's
not on cam today, but like post something.
No, this is important. So we'll get it all set by next week. You know. I think am I wearing? I'm wearing a hat with a hang loose on it, aren't I? You know?
Does it for a second? You like looked up and rolled your, like crossed your eyes and it was.
Oh, good. Well, we need a screen. We got the thumbnail. Yeah.
Well, I was watching you do
you
it.
You can see the color of it there.
No, I know.
Can you do that? Can you look to that exact focal point?
Of course I can.
Here, right here. Yeah. It's great. Well, you don't have to send us any stills. We got them. Yeah.
I don't know. I think naming your like clothing style is pretentious.
Oh gosh, we're doing it ironically. We know that.
But but some people need like a fence to like figure out what to wear. I don't know.
Also,
a
lot of people find themselves very interesting, and that's great.
I'm embarrassed that I'm talking about this. That was kind of the joke.
Yeah.
Was
Mel? What are you doing? We all get the joke. Everyone here understands that you're joking. Nobody received that in any non-ironic way.
Pretentious.
Yeah. No. Everybody was like, you giggled your whole way through it. Nobody was like, Mel's making an announcement.
I regret everything I said.
Yeah, why are you cleaning that up?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying not to, but I am.
Guys,
I've already overthought this.
Yeah, it's all right. This is all cut. go back to what we were talking about beforehand, which was Kid Rock. No, I'm kidding.
back to the basics.
Guys, let me tell you about Patreon. If you guys are unfamiliar with Patreon, it's a way that you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the pod. It's we get that money directly. It goes to Melissa Style. It goes
my
all the money goes right to
siphoned to the stylist.
No, it's there's a couple things that you can get out of Patreon. One, we do a monthly Zoom hang, which is coming up.
It's Sunday. It's Sunday. August 18th.
Sunday, yes. I will be home. Yeah, I'll be back from Omaha, somewhere in middle America.
5 p.m.
You do that. Depending on what level you're in, you get some discount on merch. We send you a signed poster in the mail of the pod. We do meet and greets like this last week in Charleston. Daniel Owens podcast, longtime patron. Met him and his wife pre-show. It was great. We chatted about their little life in this teensy tiny little cute venue I was doing. So so you can get the pre-show meet and greets. There's other stuff in there.
You get announcements, you get behind the scenes content.
You get YouTube videos before they come out.
Behind the scenes before we roll the podcast out.
Oh yeah, you get them. Yeah, everybody gets the weekly behind the scenes, extra content.
Early content. Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
We tend to announce things there a little sooner. Like they found out about the Nate Land stuff way before everybody else.
Yeah.
Honestly, it just kinda helps your social status in this world. You know? So something to keep in mind.
Okay.
If you want to be like an insider. And then also we have the Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. So go check that out. Last week people were discussing their favorite, because we posed the question, if you could make any unhealthy food healthy, you went with brownies.
Yes.
I went with granola. Yeah. And then there was one, Evan said one that I thought about, nachos. Nachos are a very great pick because it really...
It's a lot of variety there.
Well... Mm-hmm. You, when you think of me and nachos, what do you think of?
We've been married 20 years on Wednesday. And whenever I made like Mexican food, like tacos or burritos or like anything, I would like hide the cheese and chips because you would have a full meal.
I'd eat the first meal.
Eat Which the is dinner.
Tacos, burritos, whatever.
Taco salad.
Tacos, whatever it may be.
And then you would go back in the kitchen and make a plate of nachos with the chips and cheese or whatever else you want to throw on there. Sour cream.
Well, it's the old
guacamole.
Well, Gaffigan has the old bit about all Mexican food is the same. It's, you know, what is this? Oh, it's tortilla, cheese vegetables, your choice of meat, you know, whatever it may be. What's a burrito? Tortilla, cheese, okay. And then, but yeah, so you go back and you're like, well, I still got a little room in there. I don't know if I want another full taco.
I got room for nachos.
Well, full nacho bar is sitting here. That's what it is. It's a nacho bar.
It's a second meal.
So that's a good choice.
Yes.
Anyways, good pick,
always,
Evan.
Always a good choice.
Yeah. Anyways, we got other stuff we're going to get to. Weekend recap. Had a lot of driving. Made an LA week the week before. Back to school stuff. We got a little, I don't know if we're going to get to that. We'll see. We'll see what happens,
you know.
Also, upcoming comedy shows. This weekend, I'm going to be at the Omaha Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska, August 16th through 17th. So, and then after that, 22nd through 24th in San Francisco at the Punchline, the 25th in Sacramento. Then we go the rest of this month, and in September, we got San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Tacoma, Milwaukee, Boston. October is Appleton, Wisconsin, Austin, Texas, Louisville, Salt Lake City, and the rest of the fall and beyond. Oxnard, Bakersfield, Springfield. Springfield's new. No, we added a show. That one's not new. Okay. Springfield, Raleigh. This one just went on sale. Chattanooga, first time playing the Noog. I always want to call it that. Nobody ever goes there with me.
They go Nooga.
Nooga.
That's their thing.
Oh, Nooga's good.
Really?
Nooga's good.
I forget you have Tennessee ties.
I do. My friend Jared is actually in Chattanooga.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nooga. It is better. They do call, I call Oxnard the Nard, and they'll allow that. You know. Anyways, I got the Noog, the Nard, all coming up. Tulsa, Spokane, Phoenix that recently went on sale. Indianapolis, St. Louis, Missouri. So there you go.
Awesome.
I'll do more eventually.
Yeah. I think, did you say Oklahoma City?
I think I said
Spokane.
Spokane, yeah.
Okay.
The Can.
The Can. Let's just abbreviate every city.
The Knicks. The Knicks is
the
good.
Field.
The Field is the Field is not is not is too specific.
I know.
The Lake City.
It's not specific enough.
The Walkies.
Yeah. I was in Charlotte this last weekend, and they have a nickname for their city. It's like Queen City, I think. Can you Google that? I think okay. Charlotte. And it was so.
I haven't been.
Yeah, Queen City. Is it Charlotte? Yeah. So they go by, and I saw it on merch. And what's the line from Mean Girls? Where like, quit trying to make, whatever a thing.
Fetch. Right? Is it fetch?
Quit trying to make fetch a thing.
It's not a thing.
Yeah. Trying to, and that's what I felt about Charlotte trying to be Queen City. They're like, we started calling, I was like, nobody calls you this. Nobody thinks of, like, when you think of, when I think, the Emerald City, Seattle, boom, okay, got it. You know, the Big Apple, New York, you know, like, you know, there's certain cities that, the Big Easy, New Orleans, great. There's certain ones, the Windy City, Chicago.
So you just named, like, the five biggest cities that have nicknames.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's probably not Seattle.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Seattle, even mm-hmm. Seattle might be a bit of a stretch, you know.
Yeah.
But so mm-hmm. if you're not, there's some of them, Bridgetown, I think.
Bridgetown is kind of an Oregon, Portland. Or Portland one.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll give you that. I'll give you some of those ones. And it makes sense, you know. Obviously, the other ones are great. Did you know the Windy City is not about the actual wind? It's like, I learned this on Hot Ones too. It's because it's making fun of politicians. And I think, can you Google that? I think it's like something okay. about how they're all always like
full of wind,
full of hot air or wind or whatever. You guys, you come to this nickname. What do you see?
We're just sharing what we learned on Hot Ones on our podcast.
That's how we look.
Yeah, here you go. Politics. Chicago hosted many conventions in the 1800s, and the term "windy" was often used to describe long-winded politicians.
There you go. Long-winded politicians.
Wow, that's
super
interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that interesting? You guys come to this podcast to learn.
But maybe Charlotte is like, no, this is legit.
Google why they're called the Queen City, because I never heard of it.
Yeah.
There it is.
What is it?
In honor of Charlotte of Mecklenburg's,
shut
the
up,
queen
Charlotte,
consort of the British King George III.
Charlotte,
the
stop. Okay. Charlotte, Charlotte, stop. Stop. You know what the primary business is of commerce is in Charlotte? Banking. It's a bank city. You don't get to be cool. You don't get to have cool merch. You don't get a cool nickname. When your driving force is banks.
Banks are boring.
Just Bank City. Bank City would have been great. Bank City is a basketball term, you know? Like, just call it, come on, man.
It says here it's the one of the 25 largest cities in the U.S.
Charlotte, take it to the bank. Great. That's a great shirt. Just Queen City. This is such a deep poll. Nobody cares. We don't like monarchs. where that's kind of our whole thing is America's. We don't like royalty. That's our.
They do.
Charlotte does not.
I'm joking. I don't know.
I bet Charlotte. That might be one of those things where Charlotte is even like, dude, we don't call it that. Do you tell me, Charlotte fans?
I think they just there the, was a the couple, tote bag industry has decided. Yes, we're going back to this nickname.
I mean, San Diego's is bold. America's finest city. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Fine is a choice of a word there, by the way. Not being, you know,
it's not the greatest.
It's not great, yeah.
It's
a sweaty city right now. Whew, guys, we're 20 minutes in.
I'm like, I don't feel stable right now.
You guys, our summer months.
My
in this
brain is like spinning.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. We might have to break this up into. It's getting
pretty. Take a couple deep breaths.
It's getting a little balmy in here. I think Andy, at the 25-minute mark, we might actually take a break.
Because I'm just envisioning that door opening.
Yeah, it's getting pretty toasty in here. So, anyways, thanks for everyone that came out to shows last week. It was great.
It's the fourth body.
It is, yeah. Get the heck out of here. So this is, I'm going to read this email because I did a bunch of shows in the South last week. Oh, and then I'm going to read a text from Dusty that I got. So this is from Daniel. Daniel Owens.
Awesome.
Daniel said, hey, gang, last year I missed my chance to see Dustin in Charleston. The night prior to the show, my wife and I got in a huge fight. You remember this? Over my inability to oversee the kids' chores.
That is so specific. Yeah. But that's how fights are.
The argument carried over to the day of the show. I was so angry. I remember this so vividly, that I got my car to see Dustin alone, but decided to turn around and went home to apologize to my wife instead of facing hell's fury. This year, Tropical Storm Debbie is drowning the South and my chances of seeing Dustin for the first time. I feel like I'm being punished for something. Sad in South Carolina, Daniel. And then later, we were able to make it to the show and Dustin was great. My wife Tracy and I had a wonderful time.
It would be funny if Daniel had come two summers ago and was like, hey, do you have an extra bed in your hotel room?
That's so funny. Hey, I'm kind of in the doghouse, Dustin. And I was like, well... I remember this email from last year, Daniel, because, you know, you've been a good fan for a while. And I'm just like, yeah, I remember saying this to you. You made the right choice.
One 90 minutes of laughter, you know, fighting with your spouse.
The reason that we get more downloads than we do people showing up to my shows is it's hard to get parents to show up places. I also had a guy message me. I was in my car coming to see you tonight. So it was a couple, and they're like, hey, our babysitter backed out. And this guy DM'd me, and he was like, and I can't, my wife has to stay back. I'm going to the show. I was like, okay, I mean, maybe switch that, but maybe that's what she wants. I don't know. Maybe she's not a fan. Whoever the bigger fan
is
should go.
Whoever the bigger fan is, yeah.
And then he sent that, and then 30 minutes later, he goes, I'm so sorry to miss the show. My wife just called. Two of my kids just puked. It's like, so they bought a ticket.
They got a sitter.
He was on his way to the show, Melissa. And I was like, I need different fans. I need young,
you
single.
You have the worst fan base.
I need young, single, wealthy, unemployed or self-employed fans.
Okay.
With tons of resources and even more time. Who can make it to my shows.
You need to carve out a new fan base.
I know.
But these young parents, give them 10 years.
Yep.
10 years.
So I just have to not, I have to not alienate them for 10 years.
Stop having new babies.
Yeah.
Let them get to 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah. We're set.
What if we have a baby in that time too? Your thoughts.
No more new babies.
No more new babies.
No more new babies.
What about old babies?
Little Benjamin Button.
Those are called grandparents.
Those are grandparents.
But so. Anyways, thanks for making it. I appreciate that. This was a bit I was doing on stage, but I think it's like the South, particularly the Southeast, they're so chill about hurricanes.
This is SoCal with the fires.
That's true. And that's Marin's old bit. You're like, people will call you and be like, are the fires affecting you? He's like, oh, are they near me? You know, like, we are that way.
You get like fickle with your local emergencies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just see there's only.
Or like tornadoes in the Midwest.
Yeah. You know, I actually think that the South has taken it to a total different level, and that's why they name them. Because we don't name any other natural disaster. There's no other...
Blizzards,
There's no... The storms don't get names. There's no... But I think it's to put them... They personify them so as to disrespect them personally.
That you're supposed to do that with your feelings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you name your anxiety, then it's not you.
Oh.
So we have done that with the tropical storms.
South does this with hurricanes.
Yes.
So, like, are you worried about the hurricane? They're like, you mean Debbie?
Yeah.
No. I have no concerns over Lil Debbie.
Lil Debbie.
Now, Lil Debbie giving me type 2 diabetes.
Why?
That's
why
real.
Are they female names?
Oh, I don't know. Is that true? Are they all?
Yeah.
Well, no, because that's Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah.
Like that was a big one. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's alphabetized. I think it has to do with, like, they name it a letter based on which They just go through the alphabet.
Which means you should get nervous when they're getting near your letter, because you don't want yours to be like a real bad one. You don't want yours. Like when someone, if somebody has the name Katrina right now, you're like, oh, I don't feel great when you say your name. I have bad, really bad. That was your storm was really bad. You got a bad storm.
It's that and children's TV shows.
Yeah.
You don't want to get a big one. In college, I had a colleague, a classmate named Dora.
Oh.
That was poorly timed. Yeah. Unfortunate for her.
Well, thankfully, there's no Dustin and Melissa's coming. Those are just bad.
Yeah. Those are just 80s names.
But if you have a name 70s, like Andy, 80s. You're bigger than any show. Because you've had plenty of characters over the years, you know, but you're not going to... Who's the biggest Andy? Andy Griffin? Griffith? It was big.
Yeah, but I mean, the current generation has no idea who that is.
No, they do. They care a lot about. Yeah.
I was just thinking Andy from Toy Story.
Yeah, probably. That probably transcends all of that. They wouldn't know probably Andy versus Andy Griffith.
Yeah. Where are your toys, Andy?
Were you bullied for your name?
When are you gonna learn to write your name correctly, you dumb dyslexic kid? Isn't one of the letters backwards?
Yeah. It is.
Gosh.
I think the N.
Like, I'm getting bullied for a character that's not even me. Yeah. You didn't get it. Did you get any? I mean, obviously.
I had a hard last name.
Hoagland. Right.
Hoagland.
Yeah, well, your last name now isn't any better. Your last name now creates a different problem, unfortunately.
I had two problems with Hoagland.
Yeah.
As you.
Ho?
Ho and hog. Every teacher would say Hogland.
Hogland. You're like a 72-pound freshman.
Yes, my freshman nickname was Meatless.
Yes.
Yes. Given by a senior named Melissa. But, you know. Oh, well.
Well, I think she was also like 3 minutes behind you in 5K, so.
No, I didn't mind because I told myself... Because our coach was even kind of like, I don't know if we should let you be called Meatless.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I got a nickname. That's, nobody else has a nickname.
School back in the day was wild. You're like, yeah, they saw me.
That was 1998. I was like, I got a nickname.
I'm a somebody.
They know my nickname. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it was
a weird time.
Put a pin in high school. We'll get back to there in a second. It was a great weekend. It's very funny, just contrast of weeks, because the week before I had a very LA week, and then we go for our stupid little LA type meetings. Oh, I said I was going to read a text from Dusty
the Southeast.
So Dusty is from Charleston, and or he started comedy there.
He's from Alabama.
We had this. Dusty and I text periodically. He said, are you in Charleston? And I was talking to a guy who opens for him, Derek, that he started with, Derek Humphreys. And he goes, oh, I love that. He said he lived there for 10 years. He moved there when he was 21. It's where he started comedy. And then he started with Derek that night. And then the next night I worked with a guy named Evan, who I was working with in Asheville. And
all of Dusty's haunts.
And I was just telling him I really like it down there, and I like touring the South. I love the Carolinas, underrated comedy states, at least for us West Coasters. He's like a Nashville. He's like, what are you talking about? These are. And he said, Charleston's such a great place. It's a really tight arts community, really good arts there. And I talked about how I had not done it a lot, but this is a... And this is a very Dusty text. He goes, I'm glad you did some down south areas. I'd love to get you down to some real down south gigs like Panama City Beach, Florida, Mobile, Alabama, Baton Rouge, and Lafayette, which is like a very Dusty response. He was like, I mean, that's the South, but let me get you real South.
And then you're like, okay, I'm going to see you with Chico and like random, like Lake Elsinore.
Yes. Like, yeah. Oh, deep- yeah, yeah.
Come back with...
Let me get you some deep Southwest ties here.
Some deep rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me put you in Central Washington. Let me get you
Lake Havasu.
Let me get you in NorCal. Let me take you down Modesto, Fresno.
Yeah.
I can anywhere down the five.
Get you into some rooms. Huge.
Yeah, I'll get you some. But anyways, I was like, well, I think we have the same rep, so.
Yeah.
And they, you know, so. Anyways, it was great. Thanks for coming. I did like It was so much driving. I had a very LA week, all right? So I did all the stupid little meetings, and then I'm on TV with Tay, which I don't think we talked about. Did we talk about the After Midnight thing?
And he was on vacation. You were in LA.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I'm there. Mm-hmm. It's Tay. Irene, too, is there, who's been on the pod before. And Reggie Watts. Well, I love Reggie Watts. And I loved his Conans. Yeah. I've watched his Conans forever.
He's so funny.
And he's so naturally funny. And it was fun being on the show a second time. I've made it to the finals twice. The winning's not real on that.
Yeah.
But it is nice when you make it to the finals because you get a little more screen time.
Yeah.
People, I read like some comments and a few and like on the Reddit. People like when I'm on because I make fun of Taylor and nobody else would dare, you know?
Sure.
And I was like, well, this is the amount of hours that I've spent.
Yeah.
It's very sibling-like, not father-like. Sibling-like. I'm not that much older than her. And then I was on, I did spots at the Improv in the Store. And this Store lineup I was on was like crazy. It was like Santino.
I have a screenshot, but you'll remember.
Yeah, it was Santino, Bobby Lee, and then Kumail was on it. And Kumail, because Kumail.
Tuesday night.
This is a random
LA.
Tuesday night. Kumail, and then Patton Oswalt was on it. I was like, this is crazy. This is like, but that's like, it's just like an LA thing that you're just like, sometimes like these just crazy. I mean, Patton and Kumail are huge stars. And then Santino and Bobby are gigantic as well.
Didn't the order get changed? Did more famous people keep coming?
No, that was it. Everyone was announced. One famous person who was supposed to come didn't come, which is also a very LA thing.
Yeah.
But then throw that into this last weekend, which is fly to LA or fly directly to Atlanta, get in a rental car, shower, go to the gig, hang out with Aaron Chuning for a little bit, have a drink at golf that day. He was very tired. Get in the car, drive five hours to Charleston, do two shows, go back to the hotel, get up, drive 5 hours to Asheville, go back to the hotel, get up, drove 2 hours to Charlotte. It was an afternoon gig, so got on a flight and then came home. So it was like very, like, those are the two worlds of...
You did four cities in 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, one afternoon gig and flew home. Yeah, that's why when I told... The first night, I was like, this is like a whole run.
Oh, no, it was a whole run.
And you were like, no, this is a normal run. It works out.
Yeah.
And then every day you were texting me, I'm driving. I'm on the road.
Like, you know, I'm just now, over this last 6 months to a year, got to the point where we're getting full weekends from clubs, which is great. I'm so grateful for that. But like...
Two, three nights in the same
city. That used to be my bread and butter. Like, that used to be what we were doing. Remember the school night? What was it called?
School night headliner.
School night headliner. Like, we were just off nights.
It's just Wednesdays, Thursdays. Mondays.
Yeah, and
Sundays.
Then I'd go out with Tay or whoever. And so it was kind of an old school run, which is why that show on Sunday was at 3, because they already had a show that night. It's like, well, I want to do Charlotte. I got great fans in Charlotte.
So just bookend it with that. Yeah,
so I did the 3 p.m., and then I got on a plane and left. So I actually did four cities in 3 nights in one afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was great. It was like... I was like, I got at the end of that rental car, and I was like, man, we really did it. Me and you.
You in that rental car.
Me.
And nothing else.
We really, a lot of music. A lot of Zach Bryan.
That was so funny, because on Sunday, you didn't have a hotel.
Nope, didn't have a hotel on Sunday.
You were homeless.
I just woke up in Asheville. I put that on Instagram. I woke up in Asheville. I went to sleep in San Diego. But in between those things, I did a show in Charlotte. Just
crazy.
I showed up to the club. They're like, have a good night. And I was like, I'm going to the airport. I'm out of here.
So you're even more delirious than I am today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel pretty good because I slept a little this morning.
Yeah.
No. That's you're nice. Getting deliriously hot.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. I'll be fine.
Home stretch.
Power through.
Yeah. Well, you are actually, I think you're it's making you a little feistier. And you're not getting tired, but feisty Mel is good for the pod.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. per your last email energy.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. So the one funny story I was going to tell you that. So I was like kind of, I forgot my merch. I didn't forget my merch. I woke up a little late.
Oh, that was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing. It's not an interesting story. But the point is I was off by an hour. I woke up on time. I just had looked at the
calendar. You just didn't have time for the merch bag, and I had to drive you.
You're taking a flight. Yeah, I woke up. You woke you up in the middle of the night, and you were like, you're like
5 a.m. Yeah.
And so thank you for driving me in.
And I literally thought you were joking.
No.
I was like, there's no way this isn't a joke.
He would never do this to me.
He was like, no, really, we have to leave for the airport.
Like right now, please. So, but the one thing that I packed the night before, but I just had, it was a sloppy pack. I forgot underwear, which is the thing not to forget, but very easy to get, right? So I get, I'm not going to share too much detail, but I waited till Charleston.
You piece this together.
Yeah. You guys can come up with the hours and the performances and the showers. I waited till Charleston.
You didn't tell me that.
Well,
you told me you were like staying by an outlet mall.
Well, in Charleston, yes. I didn't say which city I was. I didn't have time. I waited till Charleston, and I go into
it's like sleep or clean underwear. Which one do you want?
Right.
Can't get that at a gas station.
No, no. Maybe a Buc-ee's. But there were no Buc-ee's on the drives, unfortunately. But I go into a Hanes outlet. I've never been to a Hanes outlet my whole life. And
I didn't know they had them.
Yeah, but when you saw it, you were like, oh, yeah, I've seen these. I've been out.
Because it's like five brands in one store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it might have. Oh, no, because there was a bunch of Champion
Bally
stuff.
Bally and like whatever. I've seen these.
Yeah. Okay. We're in the era of hybrids. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. Sure. Why not? The
do you sell underwear?
Yes. So yes and no. They did not have a lot. And I was looking for medium-sized man's underwear. That's the waist size for me. So I'm like looking.
Oh, and the outlets have like all the extra, extra smalls and the
huge.
They got a random
and blankets
assortment.
There's like the random stuff all throughout. And I was like, there are no, where? And so I had to get a style that I don't normally get, which is nobody. I'm not going to talk about my underwear here. But then I get to the cashier. This is what I didn't tell you about. I go, they go, all right. They're like, I go, the selection's not very big, huh? Because, you know, I get chatty randomly. And they go, you're lucky you found anything. This whole city is out of underwear right now.
What?
Which I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that was related to the hurricane. I don't know if that's related to...
This whole city is out of underwear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, Walmart doesn't have anything. And I was like, wow, okay. But she was very like, you're lucky for anything. Okay, well, good. I'm glad.
You should be grateful.
I am grateful. So, otherwise I would have had to wait till Asheville and that would have been no good. So... Anyways,
cashiers are the best.
Cashiers are the best.
And,
well, because they don't care much anymore, and that's good. You get a better version of them, you know.
They need to tell you some insider information you didn't need to know.
Exactly. That's exactly
it. They got to get that off their chest.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, this is supposed to be a back to school episode.
Oh.
That's what we're here to talk about. And we haven't gotten to any of it because we're just so dynamic as a couple, you know. We need a couple.
Underwear is better.
We need a couple name too.
Don't ever do this, Dustin.
No, Dusty Mels. No, there's not one that really works, is there? Melissa, Dustissa. This is really bad. Let's move on.
I think this was kind of a thing in the 2000s.
If you were a celebrity Bennifer. Couple. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll save the article for next week. little teaser, little cliffhanger.
We got an article.
Little
next
X-Men
week.
Style.
Yeah.
Let's bring it home here in these last 15 and talk about our children going back to school. As of this last Thursday,
The day I went to Atlanta,
I woke you up at 5 in the morning, lights on, said, can you take me to the airport?
And I thought it was a joke.
And then but you had gone to bed fairly early, you said. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you were going to miss your flight if I didn't.
No, and that would have been a big miss. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You went and made it to Atlanta.
I noticed this is it. There are little things that I pick up about being married to you and that I appreciate more and more. And one of them is like every August, we don't have to really do back to school supply shopping because your house, you have made our house full of school supplies. We are like a...
We are ready for any art project at any moment.
I was like, do the kids need binders? You're like, they're over here. And you just had all the binder. Like, you had paper.
Here's the glitter glue.
Yes.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it's everything. You're like, we need a glue stick. You're like, well, purple or white?
I know.
Which one do you need?
Way too much glue right now. I like to buy it.
That is such an artist thing to say. I have way too much glue right now.
I know. I have way too many crayons. I like to buy them when they're 25 cents. And then, like, I'll do, like, teacher gifts, yeah. You know. And so I'll just, like, stock up. But as the kids get older, they don't really need school supplies.
Well,
I mean, they need new backpacks because they don't have lockers.
Yeah.
They need backpacks and all that stuff, but maybe it's a California thing. They don't need that much stuff.
They don't,
and,
no.
Like, I remember when we were kids, we have like 15 plus items that they're asking for,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they don't really ask for that much stuff anymore.
They're right.
Like pens and spirals. So, yeah, I don't even take the kids school supply shopping.
Mm.
I just like buy notebooks and paper and pens, and I just like have a station of like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like Gloria needed two combo locks and we had two.
Yeah.
And I was like, awesome. So I don't know. Like I guess in general, I'm trying to avoid stores with my kids
because
I will save the lunch boxes too. So like if you lose your lunchbox, there's still another lunchbox.
Yeah.
So like that's the genesis of it is, one, I love art supplies and art projects.
Way too much glue. It's so funny.
I hoard art supplies.
You hoard glue.
And then second, I don't want to take my kids to the store, so I will just save.
Yeah.
You know, because, oh, you lost your folder. Well, here's a new one. Like, I don't know.
It's smart. No, it's great. I mean, Kai was in a house with a single dad. I couldn't have had more opposite experience. I was like, I got to crush these beer cans to get some school supply money. No, it's not true. He bought me school supplies. But
I actually kind of missed that for our kids. Crayons and stuff lying around.
No, no. My dad had a lot of like carpenter pencils around. I was like, I did homework with those every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, this is way thicker of an end than I need it to be.
I know. I think that's
school
just
supply shopping
general,
was so fun as a kid.
I think in general, like, it's all changed. The way we shop. You know,
kids,
and it's kind of sad because it was fun.
Do you think like kids look forward to the start?
Keepers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is like the kids.
That was a great moment.
Yeah, when we were kids, they really tricked us into being excited that school was starting.
Yeah.
Because they would post the class and you would run to the school and see your class. And that was so exciting.
I know.
You know, that was like our little...
It's the posted list.
Yeah, exactly. It was a posted list. Mm-hmm. It was so exciting.
And then you would do like running hugs to your friends who you hadn't seen in 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And like, we're still running. And, you know...
And then poor Tommy's like, no, I got Miss Laughlin. She smokes and scratches kids.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, they still do orientation, but I think with the internet, like a lot of those, like
those,
you know,
fun moments are gone.
Events,
have
lost their
those
luster.
Fun moments are gone because there was the excitement of finding out who your teacher was it was really telling you how your whole year was going to be.
And now it's like, here's 10 apps, download them.
Yeah.
All, like, teachers will email you.
It's not as fun. It's also not as...
30 assignments due at midnight.
It's also not as exhilarating because when we were kids, at least a lot of our schools, you had a good teacher and a bad teacher. Fourth grade, you had a good one and you had a bad one. And you were going to have a great year or you was like a prison sentence for a year. You're like, well, I guess I'm going to hate the next 9 months.
Well, I do still think there are good and bad teachers.
Yeah, but you don't get... That is true, but the thrill of running to it with your friends is gone. Of just like, no, yes, no. It's just,
it's different.
But they would really trick us because then you would go do school supply. You would get a list.
I know.
You would get a checklist. These are the things that you need, and you would take your little piece of paper to your local...
Mm-hmm. Walmart.
Walmart or Target. Fred Meyer, Northwest, wherever you went, and you check it off.
It was Walmart back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kmart.
Kmart
back in the day.
About Kmart.
Yeah. And then
I know.
And you would get and
now
you would
we
be like,
just
oh,
have
like
Amazon.
And then you'd be like, oh, well, I play sports, so I'm gonna get a peachy. I'm gonna get the one with the athletes on it. Just to let everyone know, like, oh, hey, man.
Lisa Frank.
Oh, Lisa Frank.
Ooh, that was a little bit more my sister's.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
But I kept an eye on Lisa Frank.
Kept an eye on Lisa Frank. Mm-hmm. So you would get your school supplies and you had your thing, and then you get to do your school's clothes shopping.
That was a bigger deal, too.
Yeah.
Everything's changed because you can order anything through your phone at any moment. So
I do.
You know,
yeah, it is. It is kind of
the whole mall experience, you know?
Yeah. But then they tricked us. That it was all a trick, by the way, to get us excited for school. Because then you'd sit down and you'd be like, oh, no, I hate school.
I have to stay here for 8 hours?
How'd they get me so excited about this? It's like, what in the world? It's like you gave me a special outfit and a cake, and then you sent me to jail. I hate this. This is my least favorite thing. Why do I have to? Why was I so excited about this? Oh, to see my friends. I could have seen them all summer long. I did see them all summer long.
It's rough.
I feel that for them. Also, we've got to talk about it. Like,
what?
Kids. I,
what are you going to say?
I know this is going to sound like a boomer thing, and I will receive that. Kids are dressing so weird right now. This is how I know I'm old. I look at the fashion and I don't think good or bad. I think strange.
Well, it's the oversized jerseys. It's the jorts.
It's a weird.
It's the big jean shorts.
It's a weird hodgepodge of things that we used to wear, but we would never wear those things together. Like we never wore baggy jorts with a huge jersey and Birkenstocks with socks. Those are like three different outfits. This is my jersey.
It's like a cafeteria where they are picking five components that don't go together.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows if you're wearing baggy jeans, you're wearing a tiny baby tee.
Oh. I didn't know that.
No, but now it's oversized as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, on the top.
Oh, you're saying with it. Oh, I'm saying, I didn't even understand. I didn't even know what
you missed it.
I didn't know what a baby tee is.
Tiny
so.
Shirt, big. Pants.
Oh, yeah, was how it was worn when we were kids.
Just think Britney Spears.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's...
So they've kind of modified in our style, and I think that is... I'm really happy to accept it, actually. I don't mean this in any condescending way. I just, like, I look at how youth are dressing, and I'm like, good, you do your own weird thing. We did our own very weird things.
Mm-hmm.
And A, I don't like it. B, I'm not supposed to like it.
It would be weird if you liked it.
It would be very, and C, I'm not going to try it because
it's not for you.
It would be weird if I liked it, and it would be sad if I tried it.
You get on stage in jorts and a jersey.
I am very happy for Gen Z that they have kind of found their weird, peculiar look. And are they stealing a little bit from us? Sure. But did we steal? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I
like it. I just think...
Remember when we were kids and like hippies were back for some reason?
Yes.
There was like a hippie phase. You're like, oh, all right.
Macrame, belts and headbands.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all comes
back.
Did
you say macrame?
Macrame is that woven belt... Yeah, no, this is macrame up there. That's macrame.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what...
People were wearing that?
People were wearing that for a second in the 90s or 2000s, which is like a 70s trend.
Yeah. So, well, listen, good for them.
They got there a little sooner than I expected. The 2000s, you're like, I wore all that.
But you didn't wear it in that order.
No, that's true. It's like they went back like 18, 20 years.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You know,
I think much longer than that, actually. Yeah.
Well, to me, it happened a little faster than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying
Y2K became retro way faster than we expected because it wasn't that long ago. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Because we, in the 2000s, we weren't wearing 80s clothes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
No, we were wearing 70s clothes.
Yeah. I mean, Y2K just came a little faster.
No, but in the 90s, we were wearing 70s clothes. Yeah, like the hippie stuff kind of came back in the 90s.
Yeah. And like, okay. the, and
I,
like
we're
the,
getting technical.
And the emo hardcore like punk scene was like pulling glam out of the 80s and 90s by like 99, 2000.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, we were
okay,
only a decade.
Andy, I'll give you that.
I mean, we were kind of the trendsetters for all of pop culture.
Yeah, The question is how far apart were The Cure and My Chemical Romance?
Oh, well, that's
20 years. There you go.
I know, but so that's 20. I feel like it's just, it was a little fast for me, but
no,
cutting edge.
We
were in Washington State, which was like a little out of touch, but not, I was in North Texas before that, that we were wearing bell bottoms way too long.
You guys never stopped wearing bell bottoms. They were still around from the 70s.
Then I went to Seattle, and that was South Seattle, but a totally different genre. Then I come to Southern California. My parents moved here in 2002. And I was like, what are these children wearing? So I guess what I'm saying is it does depend on where you live as well, how cutting edge your fashion
what we're saying is
scene is.
I guess what we're saying is fashion is cyclical, and in about 5 years, every high school girl is going to be wearing mom jean capris.
Yeah,
and be like, wow, I did not see those coming back because those were bad then. Only they'll wear something with something, some weird top. They're going to be like, yeah, we wear this with a poncho for some reason.
Yeah, they'll do their own spin on it. So I appreciate that they're doing their own version of it.
Real quick before we get out of here. So our kids are back to school. You have two funny things. One, so you were able, you get a little, the nice thing about when your kids go back to school is you just get a little more time. It's
depending on your job.
Depending on your job.
And all that. But,
well, no, even not even depend. Well, I mean, if your kids are at home and you're at home, you just get a little more time. You get a little more time back in your day because your kids are occupied. And you use them, you worked out, which was funny, which is not funny, but
first
like
time in a month.
First time in a month. And then you said you threw up.
Oh, God.
Mel celebrated back to school with some vomit.
I threw up after I took you to the airport, and I was like, oh no, I got sick like 2 weeks ago and I was having postnasal drip, but I didn't have enough energy to like diagnose it.
Yeah, I didn't have time.
And then finally the kids go back to school and I throw up and I'm like, this is postnasal drip.
Yeah.
And I've just been like surviving.
Yeah.
That I didn't have time.
But
like I'm worrying about the kids and getting them all settled, but I was like, yeah, I gotta get out the neti pot. I gotta handle this.
Yeah, you could handle yourself.
And yeah, I just like
so funny.
A shower. No one interrupted me.
Kids are at school.
I know. It was terrible. Yeah. It was terrible. It was probably because I had coffee at 5 a.m. and then like didn't eat. And that was too much.
Well, it's getting hot in here. You're about to throw up again. But before you do.
It was a problem.
You told
me. I was like, wow, what a special first day.
You told me. So how many? So five. Joel's a senior now, right? So that's 13 years of schools.
Yeah.
So real quick, last thing, you told me the two tips.
The bedrock of
the bedrock of kids getting to school in the morning.
Back to school.
Or you're back to school.
I have this because it was in my car. Avery labels. This is, you just write their name on everything and you stick it on their everything that
everything.
They own.
Yeah.
You write their initials
backpack,
and their name.
Lunches.
On everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Especially like jackets.
Uh huh.
Hoodies. You will lose those.
On the front of the jacket, right?
Just
hello, my name is.
Hello, I am this. When I take this off, give it back to me.
Yeah.
And then my second bedrock,
I love this one,
of my back to school, and it was from my friend Jessica Thompson, is those disposable toothbrushes.
The little tiny
those
guy?
Little tiny ones. Just put those in your car. Your kid's like, I ain't brushing my teeth. You're like,
do it in the car.
There you go.
Yeah. And then do they spit out the window?
They could swallow it.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's their problem.
Yeah.
They didn't brush their teeth. The point being that is the bedrock of my.
Now you're not losing stuff and you're saving
school.
Some time.
Yep.
You guys, you come to our podcast to learn. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, everybody. I want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils Patreons. That is our highest level of patrons, $25 a month and up. Thank you so much for, you know, just being a big part of this podcast and a big part of our lives. So, starting off with
Avril Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galliendo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie T.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Co. 2. Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damarius Diaz Stevens.
Damaris.
Damaris. I like saying it wrong. I did it on purpose.
Daniel Owens.
Damarius Diaz Stevens. I know I did it on purpose. I'm David and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly. I can say that one right.
Jason and Francis White.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Ribiera.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Got it. Michelle Carlson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie K. Penn.
Stephen Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much, everybody. Bye.